Coronavirus update. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. The pandemic's numbers are passing more milestones. The Johns Hopkins University tally as of Saturday evening shows more than 23 million cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed worldwide, while more than 801,000 people have died. In the U.S., the total number of deaths has grown to more than 176,000. South Dakota health officials are warning that a number of people who attended the 10-day Sturgis motorcycle rally have come down with the coronavirus. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The motorcycle rally brought hundreds of thousands to Sturgis and ended last weekend. The coronavirus testing on residents began right after. Gage Connolly told Black Hills Fox News it puts a lot of people's minds at ease.
Especially since a lot of people are angry that they let the rally happen. I feel like this was like a step towards the right direction.
But Harvey Matt says he doesn't agree everyone needs to get tested.
I don't think it's necessary for everybody.
City manager Daniel Ainsley says they're being proactive.
A lot of it will mean continue testing and more testing to try to identify those people, and really encouraging employers as well to really ensure that they're continuing a lot of the health care screening.
I'm Julie Walker.
Fire crews in California are making slow progress in their battle against some of the largest wildfires in state history, thanks to favorable overnight weather. In addition, firefighters and aircraft from 10 states are arriving to help the weary crews. Cal Fire's Lynette Round.
They are working sometimes 48 to 96 hours. And that's why we need those resources to come in so they can come off the line. They can rest, which they need to do for at least 24 hours.
Some 560 wildfires have been burning across the state, the most damaging, three clusters of blazes in the San Francisco Bay Area and nearby wine country. Six people have been killed and hundreds of homes destroyed. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.